Asia.
Banyan. Caste matters. India's Prime Minister must rethink his approach to Hinduism's social hierarchy.
Narendra Modi, India's Prime Minister, made several costly miscalculations in this year's general election. He overestimated his own popularity. He underestimated the extent of economic angst, especially about underemployment and inflation. And he relied excessively on Hindu nationalism to mobilise voters from the nation's religious majority. But perhaps his most telling error was to mishandle what is still the most important fault line in Indian society, caste. Mr. Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, ran a campaign that sought to unite every tier of Hinduism's centuries-old caste system, under which adherents are ranked by birth in a strict hierarchy, with Brahmins, the priestly caste, at the top, and Dalits, formerly known as untouchables, at the bottom. Although a system of quotas has for decades given lower castes preferential access to education, government jobs and some parliamentary seats, discrimination against them is endemic and often violent. The BJP's strategy was to emulate its earlier success in mobilising the large Hindu majority with a promise of strong man leadership, economic development and religious chauvinism, doubling down on the party's contention that caste discrimination is a legacy of Muslim and British colonial rule and best tackled through economic growth. Mr. Modi pledged development for all. He even went as far as to say that he believed in only four castes: farmers, women, the poor and the young. As for his opponents, he accused them of dividing India on caste lines in the past and committing the same sin today. Yet Mr. Modi was ultimately wrong-footed by an opposition that put caste at the centre of its campaign. The Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance promised a national census for all castes and an expansion of quotas. Rahul Gandhi, the de facto leader of the Congress Party, the BJP's main national rival, focused relentlessly on the issue on the campaign trail, railing at upper caste dominance of the elites. Most damaging, opposition leaders argued that if Mr. Modi's alliance reached his goal of winning 400 seats out of 543 in the lower house, it would change the constitution to scrap quotas. Mr. Modi denied that and countered by claiming that under the opposition, job reservation would benefit only India's Muslims. But the opposition's warnings seems to have unnerved many lower caste voters, perhaps because BJP and other Hindu nationalist leaders have in the past suggested reviewing caste-based quotas. The consequences were striking in Uttar Pradesh, or UP, which, as India's most populous state, has 80 seats in Parliament's lower house, more than any other. The BJP won 62 of the state's seats in 2019, but only 33 this time. Fully 37 went to the Samajwadi Party, a left-wing member of the opposition alliance. It previously represented mainly Muslims and Yadavs, a mid-tier caste long at odds with Dalits. This year it lured many votes from Dalits and other lower castes too. The results in UP, where the BJP controls the government, bode poorly for its prospects in the state election in 2027. The national picture is less bleak for the BJP, according to a post-election survey by Lokniti CSDS, a pollster. The party won 53% of upper caste votes, the same as in 2019. Among middle to lower castes, known as other backward classes or OBC in the positive discrimination scheme, losses in some areas were offset by gains in others. And the party's vote share among Dalits fell by 3 percentage points to 31%. Still, the party paid dearly for the shifts in voting patterns among lower castes because they occurred in some of the most politically important states. The result also reinforced an opposition narrative that the BJP has always been dominated by higher castes. It will doubtless fuel calls for a caste census. It could complicate the BJP's succession plans too. Mr. Modi played on his OBC status to win lower caste votes, but the three front runners to succeed him are all upper caste. Mr. Modi has already sought to repair the damage by appointing several Dalits and OBCs to his cabinet, although the four key ministers, Foreign, Home, Defence and Finance, are all higher caste. The BJP may also choose a lower caste figure as its new party president. The incumbent is Brahmin. But the BJP will need to do much more in the years ahead, because even if Mr. Modi believes that traditional caste barriers are irrelevant, India's voters clearly do not.